territory will have to believe whatever he believes. If you don't believe according to that, please leave the territory. You're cast out. Now, if the lord of the territory follows Martin Luther, then everyone will be belongs to the Reformed Church.
So
how about the Roman Catholic?
那对不起,
sorry,
你只好,
you have to leave.
所以这是一个妥协的办法。
So this is a compromise.
他们觉得这样子的话可以暂时解决一些问题。
So they thought that this could temporarily relieve some problems.
那就是因为这个缘故,
because of this,
现在整个德国的教会终于得到平安。
The whole German church now had peace.
你明白吗?
You understand? Because of this,
因为这个原则,
because of this principle,
所以现在很清楚,
it's very clear. In Germany. Because most people follow the Martin Luther.
所以现在很明显的,
so very clear. Within Germany, everybody belongs to the Lutheran
Church.
This is the start of the Lutheran Church.
你明白吗?
Imagine, understand
it?
But what was more serious than that?
整个德国分成200份,
all of Germany was divided into 200 parts.
德国就被整个教会就被瓜分成200份。
So the church is divided into 200 parts.
有几部分是跟随马丁路德的。
Some parts followed Martin Luther.
有几部分跟随罗马天主教。
Some parts followed the Roman Catholic.
所以在教会历史里面,
so in church history,
路德会和天主教会 分裂什么时候开,
so when was the Lutheran Church split out from the Roman Catholic Church? From 1555. So we can say that. So before this, the Lutheran Church was there building up. Now the Rome, the Europe was divided. Now the church is divided. Before, upon that piece of land, it was only the Roman Catholic Church. Now when you study history, there's a church called the Lutheran Church. Lutheran Church started this way. So, but at that time, not just the Germans were helped by the Lutheran Church. In Denmark,
在瑞典,
and Sweden,
and Norway,
in Norway,
刚好在德国的北部,
because they're north of Germany,
他们都接到, 他们的眼睛都被开启,
their eyes were opened.
所以现在我们知道,
so now we know,
在马丁路德的时候,
now the time of Martin Luther,
在德国是路德会,
not only was in Germany the Lutheran Church,
在丹麦也是路德会,
in Denmark was that,
挪威也是路德会,
same thing in Norway,
然后瑞典也是路德会,
also in Sweden,
一直到现在还是如此,
even until today it's this way.
我看见, 如果你今天碰, 你今天碰到有的人是美国是路德会的,
so if you come and meet an American that's Lutheran, we know a sister, her name is Priscilla. Her father is a Lutheran pastor. Because they came from Sweden. So the U.S. history has much to do with the European history. So now it's very clear. What the Holy Spirit did,
是什么呢?
What did he do?
给我们看见因信称义,
to show us just the
gift of my faith.
Show us one single Bible.
给我们看见什么呢? 给我们看见的是,
show us that everyone is a priest.
但是因为环境里面,
but because of the environment,
因为政治里面,
because of politics,
现在你看见的是,
now you saw,
世界把教会瓜分,
the world has divided the church.
同样是路德会,
it's all the same Lutheran Church. Don't forget.
但是因为你所在莱茵河的这一部分，我在另外一部分有一点点的不一样。
But because you're on this side of the River Rhine, I'm on the other side.
因为他们的主人不一样。
And because they had small differences.
他们君王诸侯不一样。
Their kings and princes are
different. 他们领土的主人不一样。
The owner of the territory is different.
所以最好最早在身体上分门别类是怎么分的?
So how did there, was there division first?
不是基督自己愿意分的。
It's not because of Christ.
教会最早的时候是被世界瓜分的。
The first division was a division created by the world.
所以弟兄姊妹明白吗?
You see that?
这就是最早路德会是怎么产生的。
So this is how the Lutheran Church was born.
那么好了,
So now, we want to ask,
后来的故事是怎么发展下去的？
How did the story develop?
最早是路德会。
Earliest on it was Lutheran Church.
他们的确是给我们看见公开的圣经，给我们看见应许称义等等等等。
It showed us the open Bible and justification by faith.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
那个时候呢，在瑞士和在法国，主也做了一些的工作。
So in Switzerland and France, the Lord also did a work.
瑞士有两部分，一部分是德国德讲德语的部分，一部分是讲法语的部分。
So in Switzerland, there is a German portion and a French portion.
那么在瑞士的部分
，Now，
在瑞士的部分，在苏黎世的部分。在德语的部分
in the German part
有一个城叫 Zurich 就是苏黎世
There's a city called Zurich
那么神就兴起了另外一个人叫做斯惠里就是 Zwingli
So the Lord raised another person named Zwingli
那他也是在像马丁路德一样
He was just like Martin Luther
他也看见同样的亮光
So he saw the same light
他几乎和马丁路德是同一个时候
He was all born at the same time as Martin Luther
他们看见几乎是相同的
What they saw was almost identical
不过有一点点不同就是
But slightly different
这是智慧力
This is Zwingli
然后呢主在德法国就是在瑞士的法语的部分也做了工作
So the Lord also did the same thing on the French speaking part
那个时候主就得着一个人
The Lord gained another person
这个人本来在法国
This person used to be in France
本来在巴黎附近的地方
Near Paris
结果呢他长大的时候就得着了马丁路德的
So when he was growing up he was helped by Martin Luther
所以当时向往巴不得在法国也能有这种情
He was hoping that there would be the same situation in France
法国是个天主教的国家
France is a Roman Catholic
所以那个时候很多在法国的基督徒就受逼迫
So many Christians in France they were persecuted
结果他自己也保不住了
So he could not keep himself
所以他就逃走了
So he fled
结果他有一天的目的是想到那个附近最有名的一个城叫 Strasbourg
So he wanted to go to Strasbourg
因为那时候所有的学生都需要到 Strasbourg 去读书去
Because all the students wanted to study in Strasbourg
所以那个时候因为某一种原因他必须要经过日内瓦
So because of certain reasons he had to go to Geneva
那么经过日内瓦的时候刚好啊圣灵在日内瓦就开始了改革的工作
So as he was passing through Geneva the Holy Spirit started the work of reformation
有一个地方叫 Farrell 是个改革家
There's a person by the name of Farrell
他呢的确圣灵感动他
So the Holy Spirit moved him.
他讲道的时候，很多人受感动。
When he spoke, many people were moved.
结果热心就被激发起来了。
So their hearts were warmed.
他们觉得应该要打碎偶像。
They felt that they need to crush all idols.
结果也是这样，有一些肉体的活动就进来了。
So there are many things of the flesh.
所以这个法瑞尔心中很痛苦。
So this Pharaoh was suffering.
他不知道到底怎么做。
He didn't know what to do.
圣灵工作，肉体也工作。
The Holy Spirit was working, but was the soul of the flesh.
所以就在最没有办法的时候
So when he felt the most helpless,
他读到了这个加尔文所写的一本书
He studied a book written by John Calvin.
他26岁写了一本书
When he was 26, he wrote a book.
那本书呢是要辩护说为什么我们这样相信，我们没有一次要革命，我们没有一次要给政府带来难处
He wrote a book to say he's not here to create problems for the government.
那本书主要是得谁的帮助呢？
Who was he helped from?
你如果只用自己读里面的书的话
If you study the contents of that book
他主要得着马丁路德跟智慧里的帮助
He was helped by Martin Luther and Zwingli
这本书叫做 Institution of Christian Religion 是很有名的一本书
The book called Institution of Christian Religion
后来呢最后改第三版呢就是原来的五倍那么厚五倍
So the third edition was five times as thick as the original
结果就变成教会历史的第一本系统神学
So it became the first systematic theology book.
不要忘记了，就做系统神学来讲。
Yeah, according to systematic theology.
你看马丁路德赶不上他。
Martin Luther couldn't reach him.
马丁路德能明白圣经。
Martin Luther couldn't understand the Bible.
能把圣经很有系统的把它这个组织起来。
He could organize it systematically.
这个叫做系统神学。
This is systematic theology.
对于圣经有更深的认识了。
To know the Bible even deeper.
谁是第一个把这个工作完成的呢
？Who was the first one to do such a thing?
那是加尔文。
It's John Calvin.
没有疑问的。
Without a doubt.
但是加尔文是晚辈的。
John Calvin came later.
所以他是属于改革第二波的。
So he was the second wave of the reform.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为马丁路德把95条钉在那个礼拜堂门口的时候。
Because when Martin Luther laid that 95 statements in that entrance,
加尔文才八岁。
Calvin was only 8.
所以现在你明白吗？
Now you understand?
的的确确马丁路德是第一波的。
Martin Luther was the first wave.
苏威利也是第一波的。
Zwingli is the first wave.
他们年龄也差不多的。
Their age is very similar.
那么现在加尔文当然小的很多很多了。
Now Calvin was much younger.
他踩在这两个巨人的肩膀上。
He stood on the shoulders of these giants.
他就把他所明白的真理把它系统化了。
He put his understanding to a system.
这就是保罗所说的神话语纯正的规模，神话语的纯正的规模的。
So this is what Paul talks about, the whole structure pattern of the Word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看，虽然这个弟兄只有26岁，
even though this brother was only 26,
虽然法瑞尔已经有了年纪了，
Pharrell was old.
他非常欣赏这个年轻人。
He appreciated this young man.
那么本来这个弟兄呢，只想经过日内瓦一个晚上就好，第二天就走了。
This person only wanted to spend one night in Geneva.
就这个老弟兄来找他。
Because this old brother came to
him. 坐下来，
sat with him.
他就劝他。
He encouraged him.
他说现在神已经在日内瓦做了一些工作。
So the Lord has already done a work in Geneva.
能不能请你就留下？
Can we ask you to stay?
为了主自己的工作。
For the Lord's sake.
你留在这里。
Stay here.
但是你知道，他越讲，他越不想留下来。
So the more he spoke of it, the more less he wanted to stay.
因为你看，法勒尔工作那个地方，到处好像都暴动一样。
So wherever Pharrell worked, there was revolution.
这个加尔文觉得他根本不能胜任，没办法对付这种情形的。
Calvin thought that he couldn't handle this situation.
这个火是法勒尔点起来的。
So Pharrell lit this fire.
现在要他去灭火就是不可能的。
But to cast out this fire is
impossible. 所以东劝西劝他就是不肯。
So he.Tried to convince him, but he wasn't convinced.
我决定好，我一定要 Strasbourg 去，我不能留下来。
Then, no, I have to go to Strasbourg.
就没有想到啊。
But I mean, no,
then. 那个老变脸，眼就放下来。
That old brother became angry.
他很厉害，他如果你真的要去 Strasbourg 的话
，So if you really want to go to Strasbourg,
愿神审判你。
May God judge you.
意思就是说，神要咒诅你的研读书。
In other words, God will curse your study.
哦，这个很厉害啊。
This is very.
他到底是年长的弟兄。
He was an older brother.
结果整个的加文心里面都受了震撼。
So John Calvin was very shaken.
他觉得应该是主的意思。
This is probably the Lord's will.
叫他留下来。
He stayed.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他留下来。
He stayed.
他留下来以后
，After he stayed,
因着他和法勒联手的工作
，Because of his and Pharrell's joint work,
没有多久
，Not
整个日内瓦整个改过来了
，All of Geneva was turned around,
都听见福音了
，They all heard the gospel,
每个礼拜
，Every Lord's
day, 马丁路德讲17篇道
，Martin Luther had 17 messages,
你看见吗？全城人都来听他讲道，
马丁路德
不是，对不起，加尔文。
John Calvin had 17 messages.
最后呢，你看整个城通通改变了。
So the whole city was transformed.
所以明白吗？
You see that?
连市政府里面的人
，even those in the city government，
也通通转过来了。
They also turned around.
所以这样很自然，一切就和平转移了。
So very naturally, they all turned around.
因为看正权力在他们手里嘛。
Because the power was in their hands.
所以是市政府说这个合法还是不合法
？So the city government tell you what's legal and what's not legal.
所以整个问题就解决了。
The whole problem was taken care of.
那个时候本来是圣彼得堂
，So that Saint Peter's Cathedral，
圣彼得堂是最大的堂嘛
，It's probably the biggest cathedral。
你去日内瓦，你一定看见那个堂。
If you go to Geneva, you'll see the cathedral。
那么这个普通的圣彼得堂，望弥撒就在前面。
So Saint Peter's Cathedral, the mass is in the front。
这个祭坛一定摆在这里。
So the altar is in the front。
那就是薄饼放杯的桌子嘛。
So that's the table of the bread and the cup。
那么罗马天主教特点就叫望弥撒嘛。
Roman Catholic Church is that you would。
好了，结果他们把所有的偶像统统打掉。
So they destroyed all the idols.
他们就把它埋葬在附近一个很大的坑里面。
So they buried in a ditch in a nearby place.
如果今天大家去日内瓦的话
，If you go to Geneva today,
你到了这个圣彼得堂去
，You go to St. Peter's Cathedral.
它有一部分你还是看得见的。
There's a part you can see.
很深的地方，它还埋了那些偶像啊，这个腿就反正就那些偶像的脚啊腿啊。
It's a very very deep ditch that you can see the idol.
你现在再去看，你整个圣彼得堂完全清洁了，什么都没有了。
You see the St. Peter's Cathedral.There is completely clear. No idols anywhere.
然后呢，他们把讲台就放在那边。
So they put the pulpit over there.
然后呢，最重要的那些贵族们他们站坐在那边。
So the nobles sat on the other side.
所以现在你看见马都这个现在加尔文在那里讲道。
So Calvin was speaking there.
然后呢，大家在那里听到。
So everybody was listening.
所以现在很清楚的。
So now it's very clear.
整个日内瓦完全跟着加尔文。
All of Geneva was following John Calvin.
在教会历史里面
，in church history，
很少一个神的仆人做工作的那么彻底。
Rarely did you see a servant of God do such a complete work.
他就赢得了整个日内瓦的人。
He gained the whole city of Geneva.
明白吗
？You understand?
所以现在你看，改革运动在瑞士就做了这么奇妙的工作。
So the Reformation had amazing work in Switzerland.
那么他们的工作跟路德是不是一样的呢
？So are their work the same as the work in Luther?
源头完全是一样的。
Luther, the origin is the same.
还是那三根柱子。
It's the three pillars.
圣经的权威。
The authority of the word.
恩信称义。
Justification by faith.
大家都是祭司。
And then universal priesthood.
明白吗
？You understand that?
那现在写历史人怎么称呼这个瑞士的这个运动呢
？But how did the historians call this movement?
称他们叫做 Reform churches， 叫做
Call the Reform churches， the Reform churches。
在改革中跟路德会通通是东正教，没有错。
The Reform churches and the Lutheran churches, all Protestant churches。
一个是第一波，一个是第二波。
One was the first wave, the other was the second wave.
尤其是加尔文的是属于第二波的。
So the Calvin churches were the second wave.
那么如果大家一样，为什么一个叫改革宗，一个路德会呢
？Why was one called the Reformed churches, one called the Lutheran churches?
有道理的。
There's a reason.
虽然他们通通看一样的真理。
So even though they had the same truth,
但是马丁路德跟 Reform 有一点的不同。
So there was one difference between Martin Luther and the Reform.
或者说有两点，或者有两点的不同。
Or two points there.
两点的不同。第一个，在锅饼上大家看法不一样。
In the breaking of bread, they had different views.
因为马丁路德认为。
Martin Luther felt,
当饼和杯一祝福的时候
，When the bread and the cup are blessed，
饼没有变成基督的身体
，The bread didn't become the body of Christ，
杯也没有变成基督的血
，The blood did not become the blood of Christ。
如果马丁路德相信
，But Martin Luther believed，
等到祝福饼杯的时候
，After you bless the bread and cup，
那么神主的同在就在饼跟杯里面
，And then the presence of God is in the midst of the bread and the cup。
是 literally， 不是属灵的
，literally
在里面
，literally in it。
那这个他不能，这个因为那他为什么呢
？Why？
他是因为主说这是我的身体。
Because the Lord said this is my body。
他认为那个身体，既然主说这是我的身体，他一定变成身体了吗
？The Lord said this is my body, so that the Lord must become that。
但是你知道是词汇读圣经更厉害。
But Zwingli was even more strict.
他怎么说呢
？What did he say?
不可能的。
He said it's impossible.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为主已经升到天上去。
Because the Lord already ascended.
主升天带着身体去的。
He took his body and ascended into heaven.
所以主的身体今天是在天上。
So the body of Christ is in heaven.
所以你不可能祝福饼杯的时候就变成主的身体，不可能的。
So you cannot bless the bread and cup and become the body of Christ.
就是解经来说。
So according to interpretation,
完全是对的。
Zwingli is right.
所以词汇里怎么说呢
？What does Zwingli say?
饼和杯。不过是爱的标记，就是。
So, the bread and the cup are just tokens of love.
明白吗
？In other words,
这就是今天我们所相信。
This is what we believe today.
我们不相信你祝福饼杯就变成这个那个了，不是。
We don't believe that if you bless it, it becomes the body and blood of Christ.
所以这是词汇里所看见的亮光。
This is what Zwingli saw.
今天许多弟兄姊妹就跟随了这个亮光。
So many brothers and sisters followed this.
但是呢
，But
加尔文有另外的看法。
Calvin had another view.
他认为说
，He feels that when you bring the
blessed
the bread and cup,
主的属灵的同在还是在的。
The spiritual presence of the Lord is there.
所以这句话讲的你也讲，对不对
？So, it's as if he didn't say it, right?
因为主是无所不在的。
Because the Lord is always there.
你不一定要说主的属灵同在在饼和杯里面，不需要。
You have to say that the Lord's presence is in the bread and cup.
所以你知道根本他们大同小异，对不对
？So it's just all very similar.
没有理由不一样的。
There's no reason to differentiate.
所以你说路德会改革中不同在哪里呢
？So if you say what's the difference between Reformed churches and Lutheran churches? It's there.
那么还有一点
，one more point.
这个马丁路德呢，这个加尔文呢更进一步。
Calvin took it a step further.
他认为一切都是主的恩典。
That everything is the Lord's grace.
我们生下来就是败坏，就是不能拯救。
After we're born, we cannot be saved.
我们什么都不能做。
We cannot do anything.
我们连相信都不能。
Even believing, we cannot.
我们连相信都是主的恩典。
Even believing is the grace.
为什么
？Why?
因为神是主宰的神。
Because the Lord is an all-knowing God.
他在创立世界以前已经拣选了我们。
He has chosen us before the foundation of the world.
他讲错了吗？
Did he say it wrong? It's not.
他比马丁路德讲的更彻底。
So he was much clearer than Martin Luther.
不只相信主的恩典。
Not just the grace of the Lord.
也相信神的主宰。
Also the omnipotence of God.
当加尔文这么讲的时候。
So when Calvin said
it, 我们存着感激的心。
So that we would have a heart of thanksgiving. To know everything is the grace of God.
所以很明显很着重这一点。
So he focused upon this point.
所以因为这个缘故
because of this,
马丁路德慢慢慢慢的就发展成一个神学。
Martin Luther developed a theology.
或者一个思想。
A thought.
那个思想是什么呢
?What is that thought?
我们一切都是主所预定的。
Everything is predestined.
我们不过像个棋子一样。
Calvin or Martin Luther?
对不起、Calvin, 加文。
Yeah, okay. Calvin then determined that everything is predestined.
我们不过是个棋子。
We are but a pawn.
所以说这个棋子放这里就放这里。
If the Lord puts us here, it's here.
放那里就放那里。
It's there, it's there.
没有错。一切都是恩典。
Everything is great.
我们什么也不能做。
We don't have to, we can't do anything.
我们这个棋子不能动。
We cannot move on our own.
你明白吗？
也
是。这个是叫我们产生感恩的心。
So this is so that we have a heart of thanksgiving.
但这个话有一点问题。
But there is a slight problem with that.
我们每个人不可能是棋子。
We are not all just pawns.
神创造我们有自由的意志。
God created us with a free will.
现在恩典神的主宰跟人自由机制中间一定有某一种的平衡。
So the sovereignty of God and the will of man must have some kind of equilibrium.
你不能完全跑到一边去，完全把人的意志完全抹杀了。
You cannot just go to one side and get.Destroy the free will of man.
连拣选也不会。
That we cannot choose.
连相信也不会。
We cannot believe.
表示没有责任了。
Then there's no responsibility.
为什么你看见吗？
You see that?
一个人得救不得救，完全责任在主的身上。
So whether someone is saved or not, it's all of the responsibility is the Lord.
加尔文和跟加尔文怎么讲呢？
So what did those followers Calvin say?
神不是原创世前预定我们得救。
Didn't the Lord predestine us before the foundation of the world?
也预定一些人灭亡。
But also predestined many people to perish.
是讲起来有点危险，是不是？
So it's a little dangerous, right?
因为如果神预定得救是没有问题的。
So no problem if you predestine someone to be saved.
神预定灭亡，那不是神要负责任？
So if someone predestined to perish, doesn't the Lord have to be responsible?
如果人拣选我要灭亡，是个人的责任嘛？
So if someone, if it's by choice, then this person's responsibility.
所以明白吗？但是不管怎么样，这是加尔文的特点。
No matter what, this is Calvin's specialty.
所以跟随他的人。
Those who follow him.
跟随吃灰里的人。
Those who follow Zwingli.
这个叫做改革宗。
This is the Reformed Church.
那么普通改革宗，因为那个活得不长嘛，吃灰里活得不长。
Zwingli didn't live long.
那么加尔文又活得长。
John Calvin lived long.
而且很多逃难都逃到日内瓦。
And many people fled to Geneva.
所以讲到日内瓦，就好像罗马一样。
So when you come to Geneva, it's like you're going to Rome.
罗马天主教讲的罗马。
When you speak of the Roman Catholic Church, you have to speak of Rome.
那今天路德会是威丁堡。
So Lord, Lutheran Church is Wittenberg.
那改革宗呢？
How about the Reformed Church?
当然就是什么？当然就是日内瓦了。
Of course, it's Geneva.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
因着这个真理很强调的缘故。
Now because this.Truth is so emphasized.
有的人都不相信的。
So many people didn't believe.
所以不要忘记。
Don't forget.
那么这一帮人就算是跟随加尔文。
These people are those that follow Calvin.
那么跟随加尔文的后来整个历史的发展，一面是改革宗。
So those who follow Calvin, on the one hand, they were in the Reformed Church.
一面就变成长老会。
On the one hand, became the Presbyterian Church.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为根据加尔文所看见的。
So according to John Calvin,
教会应该长老在那聚会的。
The church should be delegated by the elders.
他认为说主教还有大主教这是错的。
He felt that the cardinals and the pope was wrong.
所以在日内瓦，他们聚会的时候就是长老在那聚会的。
So Geneva, the elders were there delegating things.
所以你看见吗？所有跟随加尔文宗的是改革宗的。
So those who were following Calvin, there were those who were in the Reformed Church.
但是我们普通是怎么说呢？
But what do we say?
所有在瑞士的。
Those who were in Switzerland,
在荷兰的。
In Holland.
那些跟随加尔文的。
Those who followed Calvin.
还有在法国的。
Those who were in France.
这些通通叫改革宗。
These are all Reformed churches.
那么后来你知道啊 ，John Knox 不是回的从日内瓦受逼迫以后就回到苏格兰去吗
？Didn't John Knox was persecuted in Geneva go to Scotland?
他怎么祷告呢
？What did he pray?
他说神啊，求你把苏格兰赐给我，否则我就亡了。
Said God, give me Scotland or give me death.
所以这是他的祷告。
This is his prayer.
神听他的祷告。
The Lord heard his prayer.
他果然回到苏格兰。
So he returned to Scotland.
整个苏格兰仍旧在教会黑暗的时期。
So the whole Scotland was in darkness.
他真是勇敢的战士。
He was a brave
warrior. 当他传福音的时候。
When he preached the gospel.
整个苏格兰都沸腾起来了。
The whole Scotland started burning.
整个苏格兰后来都转向了。
The whole Scotland turned around.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白
Now you understand.
等到整个苏格兰转向的时候
As Scotland turned around,
整个苏格兰都变成改革宗了
The whole Scotland became the Reformed Church.
那因为改革宗的缘故
Now because it became Reformed Church,
所以他们就开始长老聚会了
So they started the delegation of the elders.
所以讲到长老会的时候
So when you speak about the Presbyterian Church,
最早是苏格兰长老会
So it started first in Scotland.
明白吗很清楚的我再说其实他们都是跟随加尔文。
So they all follow Calvin.
今天讲的瑞士。
You speak of Switzerland.
讲到法国，讲到荷兰。
France, Holland.
这个通通是跟随加尔文。
All follow Calvin.
你讲 Reform, 一定讲到他们。
When you speak of Reform, you speak of them.
那苏格兰也是 Reformed.
Now Scotland was also Reformed.
我现在他们有自由能够发展，能够讲长老会。
So they can start talking about the presbytery delegating the church.
写历史的人就称他们做 Presbyterian.
So the history calls them the Presbyterian church.
那后来不是他们移民到美国来吗？
But didn't they come then to the United States?
你欧洲有什么，美国有什么？
Whatever you have in Europe, you have in the U.S.
所以后来呢，到了美国也就变成长老会。
In the U.S. it became the Presbyterian church.
非常清楚的。
Very clear.
我想这个是非常明白的。
I think you should all be clear.
那么但是有一件事要记得。
But you have to remember one thing.
在苏格兰
，In Scotland，
长老会是国教。
The Presbyterian Church is a national church.
State church, 你看
state church.
是 territory church, 很明显，因为整个
territory church, all of them.
所以长老会才有总会，才有分会，这样一直上面下来的。
So Presbyterian Church has the main, central church and then the other delegates.
这个也是历史演变的。
So this is development through history.
如果你真的按照圣经的话
，According to the Bible，
每个地方如果都是长老聚会的话
，Every local locality you have the elders. Delegating the church.
长老直接向基督负责。
All the elders are responsible directly to Christ.
没有这样的一个 structure， 没有。
There isn't such superstructure.
所以后来在苏格兰出了事情了。
So in Scotland there was a problem.
产生另外一次分裂跟这个有关系。
There was another division that related to.
他们问说，到底基督是元首呢，还是长老中的最高的那个是元首
？So they asked, is Christ the head or is this highest presbytery the head?
明白吗？所以看见是看见真理了。
So they did see the truth.
你在实行起来的时候。
But in practice,
也是因着政治的因素。
Also because of politics.
你看见没有？
You see that?
就是因为整个国苏格兰变成国教了。
Because the whole of Scotland became a state church.
他们国会通过说我们接受长老会。
Their parliament agreed that the Presbyterian church was a national church. We accept the Reformed church.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
所以这个就是长老会的来源。
This is where the Presbyterian church came from.
然后慢慢到了美国就许许多长老会。
So it came to the United States, there are many Presbyterian churches.
然后长老会的传教士再到了中国。
Now the Presbyterian missionaries went to China.
有中国的长老会。
There's the Chinese Presbyterian church.
到了巴西有巴西的长老会。
Brazilian Presbyterian church.
所以传教士到什么地方就把他什么宗什么派就通通带去。
So whatever the missionaries go, they bring what they believe in there.
全世界为什么有这么多种的长老会
？Why are there so many different types of Presbyterian
church？ 那如果你讲了长老会改革宗的话
，When you speak about the Reformed church，
我想弟兄姊妹已经清楚了。
Now you're very clear。
这个应该就是那个整个的。
So this is the situation。
那么还有一点
，There's one more point。
这一点也是很重要。
And this is also very important。
这个重要在哪里呢
？Why is this important？
因为日内瓦太成功了。
Because Geneva was too successful。
所以所有看见亮光的拿日内瓦来做标准。
So everyone that saw the light clearly, they used Geneva as the example。
他们觉得日内瓦就像耶路撒冷。
They thought Geneva was just like Jerusalem。
如果耶路撒冷成功了，别的地方一定是成功的。
So if Jerusalem is successful, everywhere else should be successful。
那日内瓦怎么成功的呢
？How was Geneva successful？
因为福音工作的结果。
Because of the work of the gospel。
现在整个城都转向了。
The whole city turned towards the gospel。
连整个政府当局也。转向了。
Now the whole the government also turned.
好，现在这个加尔文想到机会来到了。
So now John Calvin thought there was a great opportunity.
这是很好的机会。
This is a great opportunity.
现在我们要有一个城市，要有一个情形，政府是什么情形，完全照着圣经来做。
So we want to have a government that's completely according to the Bible.
你看见吗？
You see that?
所有议员也好，都是明白圣经的。
So all of the congressmen or the city council all belong to the the Bible. Then they will not leave the biblical teaching. As long as they're in the government, there will not be abortion. They felt that they should change the world this way. So what did they feel? They wanted to turn Geneva and make it the church. So there's a difference to make it Christ-like as opposed to the church-like. What does it mean to be make Christ-like? To make Christ-like means everybody is saved. But that's impossible. But according to the casting of the seed, there's only a quarter that will be saved. So strictly speaking, it's impossible for all to be saved. But Calvin had a dream. What is that dream? Even though not everybody
saved.
But because those who control are the Christians, we can have a law. Everybody under this law will have to follow this law. Those who believe in the Lord Jesus believe in the Bible. What is the problem? If they didn't believe in the Lord Jesus, they have to follow the law. So they have to rest on the Lord's Day. They cannot do anything.
They
cannot do anything. On Sunday, you have to go to church.
If you
don't go to church, you'll be fine. You cannot just go about in the streets on Sunday. So the couple cannot hold hands. So you have a certain law. Of course, you cannot be drunk. You have to close all stores. Sunday is a Sabbath. You cannot do anything. So the whole city has to obey this.
所以无论加尔文跟相信加尔文这个做法到哪里，你的这个社会一定这个样的社会。
So wherever those who follow Calvin, their society will be this way.
清楚吗？很清楚的。
You see that very clear.
所以有一个笑话。
So there's a joke.
那个笑话是什么笑话呢？
What is that joke?
这个到了礼拜一的时候，不是过了安息日了吗？
On Monday after Sabbath,
就他们发现在一个树上啊，有一个猫被吊死了。
So you saw that there was a cat that was hanged to death.
为什么猫把它处死了呢？
Why was it hanged to death?
因为昨天安息日，他犯了安息日。
Because yesterday during Sabbath, he violated the Sabbath.
他犯了什么安息日呢？
What did he do?
他在安息日抓了一只老鼠。
So he cast a mouse on the Sabbath.
因为他做工，所以把它吊死了。
Because he did a work, he was hung to death.
你知道这个就是只要跟随加尔文的都是这样做的。
So those who follow Calvin did such a thing.
所以不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
到了苏格兰的时候，
during the time of Scotland,
整个苏格兰都这样子的。
All of Scotland was like this.
你明白吗？ 现在法律大家都要这样做。
Everybody
did it.
You cannot buy anything on Sunday.
好了，现在这些清教， 那么这些真正跟随加尔文就是
So those who follow Calvin, Puritans.
等一等，我们要讲清教徒怎么回事。
We're going to talk about Puritans later.
但是不管怎么，都最近不都清教徒吗？
No matter what, aren't these Puritans?
好了，那么这个清教徒到了美国来了。
These Puritans come to the United States.
他们觉得我们在安干会，在圣公会的时候。
They felt that when they were in the Anglican Church and the Methodist, we were an Antichrist. We were persecuted by them. Now, this new land, the Lord has given us this great wilderness in the United States. We've come to the wilderness. England is like Egypt. Those bishops are like Pharaoh. Now the Atlantic is like the Nile.
不是红海一样。
The Red Sea.
现在我们终于过了红海了。
Now we've crossed the Red Sea.
现在我们来到了旷野。
Now we come to the wilderness.
所以你看见吗？他们真的觉得他们是以色列。
They really feel that they're the people of Israel.
他们觉得真是以色列。
They feel they're true Israelites.
所有旧约的律法，他们都是遵守的。
All the Old Testament laws they follow.
把安息日变成主日就是了。
So they just took the Sabbath and transformed it into Sunday. So all the churches had the Ten Commandments in the
front.
They feel they should uphold the law. So the spirit of the law has to be executed. So their society is such a society. Isn't it amazing? Didn't Calvin speak about everything being grace? Are we justified by grace or by the law?
战兢的。
But everybody was afraid.
这个礼拜堂的门口啊，就是一个打鞭子的地方。
So in front of the church building, you had a place where people get whipped.
不管基督不是基督，你要犯了什么法律，在那挨鞭子的。
Whether Christian or not Christian, you will get whipped there.
所以弟兄们，一切都按照律法来做。
Everything is according to the law.
是这么回事。
How did that happen?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这个刚好跟罗马天主教相反。
This is opposite to the Roman Catholic
Church. 罗马天主教的世界是外邦的世界。
Roman Catholic Church is the pagan world.
现在加尔文的世界是基督徒的世界。
Now the Calvin's world is a Christian world.
罗马帝国，罗马教是教会跟世界联合。
Roman Catholic Church is the church and the world united.
现在也是教会跟世界联合。
Now it's also the church uniting with the world.
不要忘记了。
Don't forget.
本来在罗马教会是教会世界。
In the Roman Catholic Church, it was the church becoming secularized.
现在世界教会化了。
Now it has become the world becoming like the church.
两个都是世界。
It's all the world.
但是大家看不见，你看见吗？
People couldn't see it.
所以你如果在1960年来到美国的
，If you came to the United States in the 1960s,
那个时候我那人不大懂啊。
Now my wife didn't understand.
在主日还去洗衣服。
So on the Lord's Day, she was washing.
结果我们那个 owner 啊，那个这个什么，那个 owner 就把他骂了一顿。你怎么犯安息日啊
？So then the landlord came and told us, how can you violate the Sabbath?
礼拜天什么事都不可以做。
You cannot do anything on the Sabbath.
如果有人礼拜天下飞机，你连接飞机都不可以啊。
So if someone arrives on the plane on the Sunday, you cannot pick them up.
你要买东西，礼拜天所有店都关门的。
If you buy something, all the stores are closed on Sunday.
所以你明白吗
？So you understand that?
所有跟随加尔文的。
Follow Calvin.
他到了哪里？到了苏格兰。
If you come, they came to Scotland.
他所想的是日内瓦。
So they thought of Geneva.
人到了美国，
when they came to
Geneva,
it's just like Geneva.
他们有现在我们能把日内瓦那个模型把它完全做出来。
So we can take that shape of the Geneva and bring it here.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在你才能听见别人讲。
Now you hear others say.
我们应该把人送到。
We have to send people into the Congress.
如果我们能把整个的国会都基督徒化
，If we turn all of Congress into Christians,
那就像当初一样
，That will be like the beginning.
这个思想从哪里来的
？Where did this thought come from?
这个思想是从改革中来的。
This came from the Reformed Church.
那不止如此
，Not only that,
这影响了他们的神学
，So it influenced their theology.
他们认为说。当我们把福音传开的时候
，They feel that when we preach the gospel,
我们把人送到国会去的
，When we send people to the Congress,
这个世界就变成人间
，Then this world become the heaven on earth.
千禧年就已来
，Then millennium will come.
然后主耶稣才来
，And then the Lord Jesus will come.
所以主耶稣在千禧年以后来的
，So the Lord Jesus will come after the millennium.
这叫什么呢
？What is that？
叫千禧年后派。
This is the post millennium.
但是后来有的弟兄姊妹觉得不对呀、啊、
，People thought that's not right.
这个世界越来越不好啊。
This world is getting worse and worse.
你怎么救都不能救他呀。
This world is hopeless.
虽然很多 system 思想很好啊。
So even though they have very good system,
但这个人不好啊。
But man is corrupt.
你把最好的思想体系放在罪人的手里，你有希望吗
？So you put the best system in the hands of sinners, you have hope.
民主党是罪人，共和党也是罪人。
Democrats are sinners, so are Republicans.
弟兄姊妹，民主党选的总统是罪人，共和党也是种罪人。
So the Democrats elect a sinful President, same thing with the Republicans.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白了？
You understand that?
所以弟兄姊妹觉得，
so some brothers,
你根据圣经很清楚的。
According to the Bible, it's very clear.
主耶稣第一次来是解决属灵的问题。
The Lord Jesus, when He came, He took care of the spiritual problem.
解决人的灵魂。
He saves people's souls.
到了千禧年的时候，
when you come to millennium,
他在解决其他的问题。
Then He'll take care of
其他社会的问题。
All of the society problems, political problems.
我们主有他的时间表。
Our Lord has His timetable.
你若跟随主的话，
according if you follow the Lord,
今天第一件要紧的事。
The most important thing today is that.
要抢救灵魂
，You have to save souls，
明白吗
？You see that？
然后才有其他的事。
Then you have the other things。
所以如果这样的话
，If you do it this way，
弟兄们，你就看见是有些人认为说。
Some people feel
这个世界没有希望。
The world is hopeless.
只有主来才有希望。
Only if the Lord comes is there hope.
只有主来了才能够带进千禧。
Only when the Lord comes will He bring in the millennium.
这叫什么呢
？What is this?
这叫做千禧年。
This is the pre-millennium.
所以慢慢你看见神儿女有不同的看法。
So brothers and sisters have different beliefs.
现在你知道说不只有路德会。
Now you should have the Lutheran.
不只有改革宗。
You have the Reformed Church.
还有其他。
And others.
所以整个的故事是这样慢慢慢慢演变。
So the whole story kind of developed.
你看见说每一段都有它的特点。
You see, every section has its special feature.
如果日内瓦不成功
，If Geneva was not successful,
就不会有这些想法。
Then you wouldn't have this thought.
就是因为太成功了。
Because it was too successful.
不知不觉就影响了他们的思想。
Then it influenced their thoughts.
影响了他们的神学。
Influenced their theology.
一直到今天还是。
Even until today.
改革中的人。
Those in the Reformed Church,
他们不只觉得自己是罪人，这件事情是从奥古斯丁的接过来的。
They don't believe, they don't just believe that they receive all of these things from John Calvin.
连要改变这个世界的思想也从奥古斯丁来的。
Oh, actually, to transform the world, the world is also came from St. Augustine.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brother,
现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
在整个神恢复的过程里面，
in the whole the work of restoration.
Martin Luther 是做了基础的。
Martin Luther did the work of foundation.
一代也好。
First generation,
第二代也好
or second generation,
大体来讲是不相同的。
They generally they were all very similar.
但有一点细节有一点的不同。
But there's some details that were different.
你明白吗？加尔文跟马丁路德有点不同。
Calvin was a little different than Martin Luther.
斯威利有一点不同。
A little bit different than Zwingli.
还有一点。
And the other thing.
加马丁路德认为说。
Martin Luther believed that.
只要把那个腐败东西拿掉。
If you take away the corrupt.
那到底教会该怎么做呢？
How can the church do it?
只要圣经没有禁止的都可以做。
Whatever the Bible has not prohibited, you can do.
所以你如果今天到路德会去看看。
So if you go to Lutheran Church,
这个前面还是有个几，还是个桌子。
There's still a table there.
上面还是有两个蜡烛。
There's still two candles.
没有偶像了。
There's no idol.
这通通没有了。
There's nothing like that.
因为圣经没有禁止说不可以摆个桌子那里。
The Bible didn't say you cannot have a table.
圣经没有告诉我不可以两蜡烛摆在那里。
Say you didn't, if you don't, if you can put two candles there.
他们仍旧用那个圆饼来喂人擘饼的时候。
So they still use the wafer to break bread.
但圣经没有说这样不可以啊。
The Bible didn't say you can't do that.
只要圣经说没有不可以的，我就做。
Whatever the Bible didn't say is not right, I can do it.
但是加尔文不是。
But Calvin was not this.
加尔文就严谨的多了。
Calvin was much more strict.
他觉得所有只要是属于罗马天主教是巴比伦，我们通通不要。
So anything belonging to the Roman Catholic Church or Babylon, we don't want.
圆饼不能用。
You cannot use the little wafer.
所有的偶像通通没有的。
All of the idols are gone.
你绝对看不见任何一个。
You cannot see any idol.
香也没有，什么这个蜡烛也没有。
No incense, no candle.
叫你一点那个罗马天主教这个。加百就是那个就是加就是那个所有巴比伦的影子一点都没有。
You don't have any shadow of Babylon.
他们彻底的不得了。
They are very complete.
他们觉得我们相信主的话。
We believe in the word of God.
如果主没有说的，我不敢做。
If the Lord didn't mention it, I don't dare do it.
他们敬畏主。
So they honor the Lord.
他们就教会如果要改革，一定要改革的彻底。
So you feel if the church is reformed, it has to be complete.
一定要回到圣经。
Has to return to the Bible.
马丁路德觉得。这个音乐是神赐给我们的恩赐。
Martin Luther felt that the music is a gift of God to us.
所以不是你可以唱诗篇。
You can sing psalms.
那么你也可以唱些诗歌。
You can sing some hymns.
但是加尔文怎么说呢？
What did Calvin say?
不行。
Said no.
我们只能够唱诗篇。
We can only sing psalms.
因为所有诗都是人做的。
Because other hymns are written by men.
所有不在圣经里，我们通通不要。
But if not in the Bible, we do not want.
圣经没有钢琴。
The Bible does not have piano, doesn't have organ, so we sing hymns, they cannot have all of
it.
In the earliest times, all of Europe was influenced by them.
So
they only sang psalms, they didn't sing many
hymns.
So you saw Germany develop great hymns.
一直到十九世纪。
Not until the 19th century.
这是个大的笑话。
This is a great joke.
你知道有一个很有名的一个写诗的人。
There was a famous songwriter.
我们好多诗歌都他写的。
Many hymns are written by him.
比方为过这饼和这杯我们感谢你。
For the bread and this cup, we give you thanks.
自伯达尼你与我们分手后。
Since Bethany when we parted.
你看尼布就是受他的灵感。
So brother Ni was influenced by him.
这个弟兄是点点道道地地是长老会的人。
So this brother was a Presbyterian.
是苏格兰教会的人。
From the Church of Scotland.
那么他去跟他在一起聚会，当然第一个。 在一起聚会的一定不唱诗的。
So those who, when he met with others, they wouldn't sing hymns.
一定没有乐器的。
There's no musical instrument.
没有风琴，没有钢琴。
No organ, no piano.
但是后来你知道吗
？But what happened later?
等到这个谁呀、啊？等到这个 Moody 跟 Sankey 到那里去传福音的时候。
So when Moody and Sankey went to preach the gospel there.
Sankey 传福音一定要风琴的。
Sankey had needed the organ.
结果你知道吗？在那个 Edinburgh， 在 Edinburgh 带了个好大的复兴。
And then brought in a great, great revival in Edinburgh.
这位弟兄绝对站在他这一边的。
So he stood with them.
你看，当这个只是 Sankey 唱那个一百只羊少了一只的时候，有音乐，他一面唱一面有音乐配合的。
So when he sang the 100 sheep and one was lost, there was a music accompanying that.
你想想，多少年来达尔文说不可以的。
So for many years, Calvin said no.
现在为了传福音的缘故。
But in order to preach the gospel.
第一次在 Edinburgh.
The first.Preaching about Edinburgh.
如果有一个城是那么受改宗影响的，一定是 Edinburgh， 一定是爱丁堡。
There's a city that's really influenced by the Reformed Church of Edinburgh.
爱丁堡是苏格兰的京城。
Edinburgh is the golden city of Scotland.
Capital. 所以如果有一个城是最长老会最改革，当然是爱丁堡。
So one who is most representative of the Reformed Church must be Edinburgh.
这位弟兄叫 Horace Bernard.
This brother's name was Horace Bernard.
感谢他，真是爱。
He loved the Lord.
他为了福音的缘故，
你相
不相信？
You believe?
在苏格兰那是大的革命啊！
Scotland, a great revolution.
本来在教会里面没有琴的。
Before there was no music in the church.
唱诗的时候，大家用个音叉打一下，大家开始唱。
So everybody, they just had one note, and then everybody was singing.
不过他这样的，
Not only he was
this way. 连威斯利约翰也这样。
Only John Wesley was this way.
你知道圣公会也是受加尔文影
响的。Methodists were also influenced by Calvin.
所以大家都不唱诗的。
No one sang hymns.
所以最有意思是什么呢？
Most interesting.
等到这个 Horace Bernard 他的诗歌被全世界接受了。
When Horace Bernard's hymns are received by everyone，
到处都唱他的诗歌。
In the United States, everywhere they sang his hymns。
稀奇的很。
Amazing。
全世界只有一个地方不唱他的诗歌。
There's one place that didn't sing his hymns。
和他在一起聚会的地方。
Those who met with him。
你看见吗
？You see that？
为什么
？Why？
因为加尔文说不可以。
Because Calvin said you can't do it。
大家就不可以了。
And nobody sang。
这就是跟随加尔文。
So those who follow Calvin。
这就是改革中的特点。
This is a special feature of Reformation。
所以不要忘记。
Don't forget。
马丁路德给大家影响是大。
Martin Luther influenced greatly。
但加尔文给大家影响也是大的。
Calvin also greatly influenced。
所以在美国。
So in the United States。
长老会的人比路德会的人还要多。
There's more Presbyterian church members than Lutheran church。
因为我们看见过有7500。
So there's 75 million.
有7700万是 Church of England.
77 million Anglican Church.
简单的说来啊，
Simply speaking,
就是神学来讲。
According to theology.
这个严格说来，今天正你又真正讲这个安利甘会的神学的话。
So if you speak about the theology of the Anglican Church,
根本就是加尔文。
It's just Calvin.
所以如果你把两个加起来，那是。
If you add the two.
所以不要忘记。
Don't forget.
就着历史来讲
，According to history，
实在说来，加尔文的影响远远超过马丁路德。
The Calvin's influence was greater than that of Martin Luther.
但是马丁路德的确是那个源头。
But Martin Luther was that origin.
所以有了路德会。
So we had a Lutheran church.
所以呢，就有了改革宗。
And then the Reformed Church.
所以呢，就有了长老会。
And then the Presbyterian Church.
所以你看见说，在整个教会历史里面。
So in all of church history,
很清楚的
it's very clear.
现在通通是现在基督都是元首了，没有错。
So now Christ is the head.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body.
不过大家做法上有一点点的不同。
But people practice a little different.
但是就是大方向来说。
But general direction.
你看见都是一样。
You see they're all the same.
所以很可惜。
So it's a shame.
慢慢的，大家在身体上。就分门别类。
Slowly, people started dividing in the body.
然后，这是最早最早的情形。
So this is the earliest condition.
那么，至于其他的故事呢？我想我们休息以后，我们回来的时候，我们再继续。
The other stories will come back after we rest.
是几点开？几点开始？可以。七点是 OK， 好，那我们先休息一下吧。我们低头一个简单祷告。
So I have a simple word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你开我们的眼睛。
You open our eyes.
你借助这些历史。
Through this history.
来教导我们。
To teach us, Lord.
到底今天我们的路在哪里
？Where is our way?
主啊，我们明白这些。
But we understand these.
不是叫我们做个批评别人。
Not that we can
乃是叫我们做个披麻蒙灰的人。
So that we may be repent in dust and ashes.
当我们看见教会四分五裂的时候。
As we see the church being divided.
当我们看到这种悲伤的光景。
When we see these sad situations.
但愿我们能够与你表同心。
May we be on your side.
我们与你能站在一边。
That we may stand on the same side.
让我们知道我们到底应该怎样往。
So we know how we proceed forward.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
这样的祷告是靠主耶稣基督可爱。
Pray this in Jesus' dear name.